Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW at 11:50 a.m. here in Seattle. I'm actually broadcasting from a beautiful pub outside of London in the English countryside today, and I'm thanking so much everyone for listening. We're talking about health issues with Dr. Effie Chow, a famous Qigong healer from San Francisco. We start brought her in at the end of the last hour. I'm so sorry that Simon Parks was not able to come on during the first hour. I tried to get him on, but there was something apparently wrong with his internet connection, and we couldn't reach him. So we'll have him on a week from today. And I just want to thank everyone so much for listening. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your spirit guides and angels, please call me anytime at 509-750-9793 in the United States, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to let everyone know, too, that my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location, Olympia, Washington, in the United States, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. And the website for the conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. There's a substantial discount of only $55 for the entire conference if you register early. For details, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I talked about this during my last hour, but this summer, from July 2nd to the 8th and September 6th to the 11th, I'll also be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. I've been sponsoring trips to Mount Shasta and the Hollow Earth for the last several years, and this is a wonderful opportunity to visit Telos and the Hollow Earth if you're interested. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. The cost is only $200 and includes free dry camping. I wanted to also mention to you that my book, Messages from the Masters, was published late last year, and many of the messages I received from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and others is coming true. For example, in the book, I wrote that there would be no World War III and no war with North Korea, and now this is coming true. Also, I wrote that the timelines had changed and the ascension of the planet was happening with the vibrations rising very, very rapidly. If you'd like a copy of the book, the cost is only $20. This includes an autographed copy along with a free brief. If you're interested, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friend, Dr. Effie Chow, who we started during the end of our last hour from San Francisco. Effie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Good. I'm
Hello,
so
Ted and everybody.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here, Effie. We had a bit of a problem during our first hour when I didn't. Can you hear me okay, Effie?
Not too clearly, Ted. And
okay.
I hear a lot of background noise.
Okay, well, it's difficult for me to get much quieter. But anyway, we'll just do the best we can with it. But I didn't realize that if I had a person who works for a big pharmaceutical company in my audience here when I was doing my radio show during the first hour, and she made quite a fuss. Yes?
Your phone is clear either. It's muffled. Sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay.
No, it needs to be clearer. It needs to be
okay. I can't. Well, just hold on. Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. All right.
That's a little.
Anyway,
that's
we had. Okay. We had a disruption during our first hour by a person who works for a big pharmaceutical company, and she started arguing about the whether alternative health care actually works. So it's kind of inappropriate. But at any rate, I'm so glad
you're coming on today and that you're here. Effie, tell me more about your work. Tell me more about your work. You're a wonderful lady, and I love your work. So please, share some more with your work.
Thank you. actually, I'm a nurse, psychiatric and public health nurse, and I'm an acupuncturist as well as a grandmaster in Qigong. Qigong is the practice of energy healing in the system of traditional Chinese medicine. So it is a very ancient art, and everybody can learn what to do. And this is why I love using Qigong rather than acupuncture, although I do use that. But in Qigong, I can teach people how to keep themselves healthy. And everyone has the capability to do that. And I design simple courses that people can learn very quickly, like even in a weekend, how what they can do. And so, for example, I have students and I have clients. And one of the students who just took one weekend from me, she came up from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and she had just a weekend training. And when she went home back to Los Angeles, her mother, who's 94 years old, fell and really hit her head, and her eyes were all bruised, swollen, and her whole face is swollen. And they said, this is very critical. This is 94 years old, and they felt that she might have a hard time recovering from it. So Elvia, a student, she did live near her, but at 2:30, she said, I went and just did what I can with Tao Qigong, what she learned from me, and she applied the energy to her face and to her body. And she did it for about half an hour, and sending energy. And at 7 o'clock, her brother called her and said, what did you do? My mother, our mother's face is no longer swollen. Her eyes are no longer swollen. She can open her eyes, and she's conscious. But she was not very conscious at that time. And so even learning just one weekend, she was able to save her mother's life. So, Ted, that is critical, isn't it? And so, therefore, and then others who have been studying with me longer are able to do other things as well. So it is what I've developed is called a Chao Integrated Healing System, Chao Medical Qigong. And it incorporates a lot of different, it incorporates work with the spirit, spiritual work, and emotional work, and the physical work. And so what we're saying is that if you're emotionally and spiritually unbalanced, then you show up with a physical symptom like pain, eye problems, ear problems, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and pain in the knees, and swelling, and abdominal problems, you know, like eating disorders and gaining weight, people gaining weight, and also depression. Depression is a big phenomenon now. And then people becoming dependent upon drugs like opiates. That's a huge problem right now. And we have increase in suicide also. And then the problem of bullying, where people are bullying other people. And so therefore, my system, how integrated healing system and Qigong is able to have effect with these when all else has failed. When that person medicine, as good as it is, has failed. And unfortunately, Western medicine has side effects, very bad effects now, and also side effects from surgery, and has become ineffective in a good part of the situation. So anyway, with the eyes and the ears, we've had total success. Even with macular degeneration, we get people off glasses. It's really wonderful, Ted, to see this happening, and people are so rejoicing. When they, just like yourself, when you had the hearing problem for 37 years, and we were able to relieve your left ear totally in a few minutes, and then the right ear, 80%, because we didn't have enough time. And this is 37 years, and in just half an hour or so, we helped relieve totally the left ear and then partially right ear. That if everybody hearing it wouldn't believe that until they experience it. And I encourage people to contact us if they have these problems to, you know, at my, at your station, or can email us at eastwestqi@aol.com. And so, or else they can contact your station. And we would love it if people would like to have help of things that they have not been helped. Then we are able to create some assistance for you, help you cure it, or teach you also how to deal with it yourself. Okay. I was just in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had 3 eye cases that cleared up and did see the glasses, and 3 other hearing, ringing the ear, that also cleared up. One was 50 years long, 50 years long, longer than yours, Dad. And it was relieved. And then we had knee problems which prevented them from walking or playing golf. And knee pain was so bad. And in one session, we cleared the pain and taught them how to deal with it if the pain should come back. And then, of course, they need further treatment. But with just the 2 sessions gave them, they were able to go back to golfing. And the swelling in the leg stayed normal. And we didn't have swelling anymore. So I could go on. We got people who have seizures and have stopped having seizures. And also recovering from surgery, that people heal at least 50% faster because we're building up their internal vital life force and help them become stronger and increase their immune system. And that's what we basically work with, is improving the immune system. So it's very exciting that we can teach people how to heal themselves as well as help their family and to help their community. Everybody can learn this, we have made the program compacted and easy to learn. And we're even teaching children to do it because they're the best learners and they're the best healers because their energy is very pure, you know, and stuff. So I don't know. Do you have any questions at all?
Yeah, I do.
I could go on, you know.
No, one thing that I like is about you, Effie, is that you're such a beautiful and positive person. And that's part of your healing technique, is that you make people feel so good, you know, when you do your Qigong work. One thing that I think we spoke on the phone a few days ago, and we were talking about the value of preventative medicine for people, that if we can prevent people from getting sick in the first place through your wonderful Qigong work or other works, then that's worth its weight in gold. I mean, I think the way that the pharmaceutical industry works in the United States and traditional medical practices in the United States and in other countries like Britain are criminal, because they make money off people's misfortune and they make money off people as they die with no hope for cures at all. So that's what I like about your work, Dr. Chow, is that you really help people and you cure them rather than just siphoning off all their estate for worthless medical practices that doesn't help anyone. Like the lady who spoke during my last hour.
We do a lot of freebies, Ted.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's great.
I donate 80% of my time. And the thing is, what you said is important, that however, I don't like to blame anything, that, you know, they only know what they know, unfortunately, you know. the Western Medical and also the pharmacy groups, that's their orientation. And I think really just strengthen our position of helping people to get power within themselves, and that they can prevent even serious diseases like cancer and heart conditions and diabetes and asthma and arthritis and getting old too fast. You know, they talk a lot about anti-aging, but I'm not anti-aging. I am for growing old gracefully, you know? I got a very different attitude. And the Western medicine and the pharmaceuticals, they said, fight cancer, fight heart, fight diabetes, fight any disease. And you know what? When you fight them, they fight them back harder. It's just the philosophy of it. So if you deal with a person, you fight them, they're going to fight you back, right? But if you love them, they love you back, okay? So therefore, if you respect that your illness came because you weren't living right, and the illness came as a warning to you to do right by yourself, and I agree with you, about, you know, the being charged too much by the medical system and the drug system. And there's a lot of side effects now that is being written about. And even it's announced in the, you know, in CNN and Newsweek and all of that. So that what is the problem is that when people come to the natural healing or Qigong, they have to pay out of pocket. So therefore, they come to us, they get better, and then because the insurance covers Western medicine, they go back to Western medicine, and then they get the complications, and they get sick again. Then they come to us to get better again. And so this whole process, that because the insurance covers for Western medicine, they go back to Western medicine, even though it makes them more ill, and it makes them, you know, die earlier sometimes when they get complications, you know. And so what is very exciting, Ted, is that a group of movers and shakers, and we had the meeting in Arizona about a month ago, is to call together universally people who practice Qigong, Chinese medicine, ethnic medicine, natural healing systems, and forming a consortium or something to really become a strong system, just like the Western medical system, and that we can also offer reimbursement for people to come and stay well instead of waiting until they're sick, so that they can go to exercise classes and they're paid for it, and that they can go and take nutrients and
Effie,
that Effie, that make sense? Yes.
Yeah, Effie, hello? The connection that I'm getting from where you are in San Francisco is not good at all. So what I'd like to do is just bring you on a week from today, and hopefully we'll have a better connection. Would that be okay?
Oh, dear, yeah. That'll be fine. Because I don't know how people hear me, because I hear so much background noise, it's even distracting for me, which I don't get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in England tonight,
this is not to be shown at all. Then is that right?
Yeah. Well, no. Everyone's listening to you, but. But it's just, I think I'd like to bring you on a week from today for hopefully better connection. That would be good.
I would like to say something before we turn off. Is that okay, Ted?
I can't hear you, Effie. What?
Oh, can I say something before we get turned off?
Yes, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is this on live?
This is all live. Mm-hmm. This is all live right now.
Okay.
So,
Listen, I was wanting to ask you while you're in England that I work with a lot of people who is like dying and in serious conditions and nothing can help. And I just found this person called Samantha in Rochdale, United Kingdom.
Effie, if you could just send me the information by email, and I'll be happy to follow up with her. If that would be okay?
Oh, okay. That'll be good.
Yeah,
but
please do that.
I thought if anybody heard it on the radio, that they could also help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
but Samantha from Rockville is in a. She said she's fully decapitating herself, and she's in. If you just hit or the people that's listening, if they can just hit Samantha, say Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, and it'll show a link to. It'll show her case, and I would love.
I see.
Because a lot of people with similar conditions and have had success. Okay.
I will send you
more information. Okay.
Okay. All right, Effie. Well, we'll have you on in a week. We'll have a better connection. Okay.
I'm going to send you this, and so take advantage of you're in England to look her up and interview her, and see if you can get me to come and treat her.
Okay, that'd be fine. Okay, I'll follow up for you, Effie. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Effie. I appreciate you. All right, Effie. Thank you so much.
By the way, I just sent you an email. Okay.
I already have it. Yeah, I got the email. Just fine.
My best wishes to all your listeners, and remember, 8 hugs a day and 3 belly aching laughs a day.
Okay.
We'll save you. Okay. Thank you so much, Ted, and for all your good work.
Thank you, Effie. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. All right, friends. Well, that was Effie Chow coming to us from San Francisco. I am in the United Kingdom tonight, and her connection was not very good. Effie was coming in from San Francisco. I also, Simon finally was able to call in, and we have him now on Skype. And Eric, if you could bring him on, and I'll try the connection with Simon, because I promised him I'd have him on the first hour, and we weren't able to reach him. Simon, are you there? Well, hopefully Eric will be able to reach him okay, and we'll bring Simon on.
Thing is, I think what we are doing for environmental.
Well, we're not getting Simon on either. Well, it's been a very frustrating night, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. Simon, if you're there, could you please we'll ask him to see if he can please come on. In the meantime, I've been having it's a beautiful country. England is such a beautiful country, and I'm so glad everyone's listening tonight. Simon wrote me a note. He said that he's had a lot of problems with his internet and hasn't been able to call in. It looks like he was on about 6 minutes ago, and now we've lost him, and now we can't bring him on. Anyway, Eric, could you go ahead and bring on? Well, let's bring on my friend Joe again. Joe, could you come up, please? And I'd like to talk to more about his approach with Eternia. Joe, why don't you have a seat? We've got some time left, and I'd like to talk to you more about your sustainable development initiative.
Yeah, thanks, Ted. I think it's been a huge leap forward when 163 countries signed up to the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, in 2015. It's a wonderful thing. What we have to do now is make sure we keep the momentum at governmental level to show that there's been progress made, if we're going to be serious about meeting the targets in 2030. And I think a lot of the countries are already behind schedule, and they're being distracted by other localized economic issues from its species, and it's a shame to lose that momentum. We really do need to tackle worldwide poverty, inequality. We need peace, we need justice, we need clean air to breathe, we need clean oceans for the fish, we need to stop deforestation that's causing mass extinctions.
Okay.
And I think the World Sustainability Forum is doing the best it can under the circumstances. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for coming in. I love your viewpoints and words of wisdom. Well, we finally have Simon on the line, and I'm so glad you're there. Simon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted. Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. It's such a pleasure to have you on. I was ad-libbing there for the past hour and a half.
Big internet problems, and so couldn't reach anybody.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're finally here, Simon, because you're an interesting fellow, and I always enjoy having you on. We have a whole bunch of questions for the audience that I've been getting from emails tonight, and I wanted to ask you a few questions. The first one is from Carolyn in the United States, and she wrote that there was another high school shooting in Santa Fe, New Mexico today. Within an hour of the shooting, the Facebook picture of the suspect was changed and later taken down. She writes to please ask you about the motivation behind this and other school shootings.
Yes. I think, are we looking at something like 10, allegedly 10 fatalities so far with this? I think it's something along those lines, isn't it? It's too early to tell. I've had first... information about this. I'm still waiting for more, so I can't commit myself at the moment.
Sure. Okay.
But I guess I'm very aware of it. You see, there's so much going on. We've had the shooting. We've had the shooting at the Trump building, or the Trump organization, of course. Mm-hmm. We've had this aircraft, the 737, crash. Cuba, 100. We've had a great deal going on, and this last 24 hours have been incredibly busy.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
You sound like you've got quite a party going on there, Ted. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now, Simon, if I speak up? Is that better there?
It sounds like you're in the middle of an exciting party.
well, it's not very exciting. I'm in a good internet connection, but the pub is a little noisy. But it's fine. People are nice. And, it's Friday night, and they're having a good time. And I thought it would be a good spot, but it's okay as long as
it's fine. I can hear you. It's just we're all a bit stressful because of what's going on the planet at the moment. Also, we've had the situation in Chile where 34 bishops have flown to the Vatican to speak to the Pope, and all 34 bishops from Chile have offered their resignation regarding child abuse claims. I don't know if the Pope has accepted their resignation.
But oh, my goodness.
Very big thing. Yes, there's so much going on at the moment, and we're struggling to try to coordinate it, understand if these things are linked and what's happening. But the high school shooting of Trump organization, and this aircraft, have gone down. It's keeping us busy at the moment, Ted.
Oh, I see. Okay, my goodness.
Anyway, happy to have the questions. We can go on to the questions. That'll be good.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this. This is from Mark in Vancouver, Canada. He said he's concerned about President Trump's cancellation of the nuclear deal with Iran. What have you heard about that from your sources, Simon?
The deal was originally struck by Clinton was a deal that basically gave nuclear... This isn't in the major news. You won't find this on the front of the New York Times. But basically what Clinton offered was nuclear technology through the back door. So the idea was that if Iran had nuclear technology from the US, then the US would know all about it. They would monitor it. Their engines in there. And what Trump is saying was, I don't really have any technology for it, because I think that you will make a bomb out of it anyway. So that was the key. That was why Trump turned it down, because he said that he was not going to honor a deal. He was not going to deal on a Sounds like you're having a fight in there, Ted.
No, it's not a fight. Not a fight. Okay, well, thanks so much for explaining that. That was in response to Mark's question from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Here's another one from the United States. It asked to shine a light and give a forecast on what's been happening in the United Kingdom, Sweden, Germany, Finland, and all over Europe concerning the Muslim immigrants. I don't know, and what's the long-term goal for the Muslims, and any issues or comments about that would be good to hear from you.
Okay, well, I don't think it's a long-term goal for the Muslims or the immigrants. I think it's a long-term goal for the elite of the Western world, because the large number of migrants or immigrants, however you want to call them, they've only got access officially because the governments of the major European countries gave them access. So, you know, if somebody who's got nothing in a country is then offered asylum or is offered a place in another country, of course they'll take it. So the question is not what are the immigrants, the question is what are the leaders of the Western Europe. A concerted effort by these governments to bring so many people from other countries, and that's the issue. I don't hold I think it's the leaders of the Western world that need to be asked these questions.
Well, that's a very, very profound way of looking at things. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Thank you for answering that. We have a question from Thomas as well. I'm not sure where Thomas is, but he asked a question regarding Win Keech. Win Keech was on my radio show with you, I think, last August, and he talked about an alternative payment method for replacing the banking system. Have you talked to your friend Win Keech recently and what he might be doing?
I haven't spoken to him for a while. There was a bit of an issue. Win Keech was in a contract, excuse me, in a contract with somebody who I know quite well, a very spiritual businessman. Unfortunately, there was falling out between Win Keech and the spiritual businessman, which rather put plans back. So I would suggest that everything is on hold at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Thank you for answering. I have another question from Anise in Germany, and it's a long email, so I'm going to summarize it. My apologies to Anise if he's listening today from Germany. He had a dream where a spaceship was approaching him in a dream, and these entities came to him, and they said they were there to take his DNA. And then immediately... They sent a beam into a way of white light into the top of his head, and then they disappeared. He said that they appeared to be a mantis. They looked like a mantis, a fluorescent green creature, and they looked like a mantis or insectoid. Any advice on Anise's question from Germany on that dream?
Well, thank you for writing into us. That's very interesting. I wouldn't at all be surprised. Collecting DNA is something that a lot of off-planet groups do. The flashing of the white light is interesting. Mantids usually have a wand about 18 inches long, which they use to project a blue light into the subject's mind so that they either are switched off or switched on. They'll do this if they think the person is going to become violent or is going to go into a hysteria or panic. It's designed to stop the person from either hurting themselves or hurting them or running away. So I would be interested in how that light was implemented. Very good indicator of it. This is either a memory the person has had from when they were a child, or it's something that happened recently. So I think that's pretty accurate to me.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, he wanted me to ask you that, so I'm so glad that you did. Thank you so much. And Anna's, thank you so much for sending us that question from Germany. One of the things, we've talked before, of course, Simon, off air, and you've mentioned that none of us are from here, that we're all from somewhere else. Could you explain that a little further? I think my audience may find that really interesting.
Okay. Right, well, we're all divinely created. There's no question of that. The great creator makes us. But when, this is perhaps the hardest part for me to explain, simply because, to my knowledge, it's never been described on YouTube or on any website. What I'm about to try to explain to you is possibly unique in terms of understanding. When the great creator makes us, there is an instantaneous connection between the soul of the person the creator is making and the judgment of the creator. And the soul will be created, and it will vibrate at a set energy. That energy we would call dimension. So it could be third dimension, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. So when the soul is created, it vibrates at a set frequency. That means it will find its home in any location of the same frequency. So the Earth is a third dimension planet. So if a soul is created and vibrates at the same frequency as the Earth, that soul will incarnate the Earth and will be described as Earth human. But if the creator makes a soul and it vibrates at, let us say, a fifth or sixth dimensional, it then has to go and find a fifth or sixth dimensional planet in which to live on and be part of. Now, over a very long period of time, that individual will decide they want to come to Earth, and so they will give up all that they gained, and they will lose their fifth dimension, fourth dimension, that come down the dimension to Earth. So lose all the land, but they have the opportunity to gain.
Thanks, how are you?
So the point here is that when God, the creator, we are created at that moment, and we are already decided that we can take that help.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I know from my own background and from the Pleiades and other places here in the universe. And a lot of people, I think, Simon, it's funny, but they say they don't feel comfortable on Earth, and they've never felt like they really belonged here, that they're from somewhere else. I get that kind of comment from lots of people I do readings for. So I think that'll help them understand their background a little bit.
Well, perhaps I could just quickly add on that often it's very easy to say I am different, or I feel I don't belong. But a better way to look at it is that a lot of the people we mix it with, they are different. They are the alien. They're the ones that don't connect with us. It's very easy to always say that we are the ones that don't fit. I think it's better to say that a large percentage of people on the planet who are not aware of the truth, therefore, around the state of their lives, they're not awake and they're trapped. So it's not those of us who are awakened that are at fault, because we have the awareness. It's those who have yet to wake up. So, in the New Age, we tend to think, well, we're not happy here, or we don't feel this is our world. In reality, it is. That's why we're here. If it wasn't for us, why in goodness name did we incarnate here? We incarnated here because we came here to make a change. We sure. came to make this planet our own. So it's, yes, we feel different. Yes, we feel isolated sometimes, but that's not what helps us. We've got to get in there and get working and make this planet our home. And then that's that. We'll all feel a lot better if we do that. But I totally understand. I've been there. I've understand it. You've got to leave that feeling behind you.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Simon, for saying that. On my show a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that the acceleration of the planet had really begun. and you were looking at, for example, that this process would be completed by the year 2025. Do you still see that happening, Simon?
I do. I keep seeing this date getting smaller and smaller.
Okay.
I don't see it extending. I'm really, really excited. I honestly think it's between 2022 and 2025.
Oh my goodness!
I think it's as early as that. I'm really excited about it. I absolutely don't believe that 75% of humankind will be wiped out. I don't believe Planet X will hit into us. I don't believe there will be a tidal wave that will wipe us all out. I don't believe there'll be an earthquake that kills us all. I do believe there'll be problems. I do believe there'll be issues. But I've never, ever signed up to the doom and gloom brigade. And so I can definitely confirm that in our lifetimes, we are going to most amazing change.
Well, I agree with you there, Simon. And the thing, the message that I'm getting too, is that this process is accelerating in a quantum level where you go along for many, many years at a certain vibrational state, but the Schumann resonance, the vibration of this planet has been rapidly rising. It's now almost 190 to 200 hertz. And I remember getting going in a hypnotic state last June where I went 3 years ahead. And by the year, this is 2018, by the year 2021, that the hertz level of this planet would go to 800 hertz in preparation for shifting rapidly into the fourth and then the fifth dimension.
Right. And that has to happen because without that great kick of energy, we will not have the power to do it. And, you know, that's why I think between 2022 and 2025, this is the target marker, and why we've got to keep an eye on, you know, some of the artificial intelligence, some of the programs that are being run, which could have a detrimental effect. I don't think it'll stop it, but it'll have a detrimental effect on the development of humanity. So whilst we are excited, we do have to keep a
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Simon, I asked you this before during my last show, but I wanted to ask you again. Do you think there will be more kinds of tragedies happening this year which will try our patience? Like, I mean, that awful school shooting in New Mexico, that's awful, and then that other that was really a sad thing, and then also the plane crash you mentioned in Cuba. Do you see more of that happening this year, or what kinds of things do you see?
Yes, I mean, I think it was the Santa Fe school, wasn't it, that this took place in. Sadly, I do, and I think what I'd said that I did foresee this, and then it would suddenly stop.
Oh,
but I
could
predict that we would see more of this year, and then there would be a sudden termination of all of these things. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, we are in this rather depressing cycle that there is a certain energy that feels that this is going to somehow deliver a negative agenda. What I would say is these shootings have ramped up in the last 5 years, but it hasn't delivered a negative agenda. So more of the same isn't going to make a difference. And basically, proof there is that humanity is already focused on the door. It's already opening that door, and all of these rather sad tragedies that are unfolding will not change the situation. So it's pointless doing them. So yes, I'm afraid more of the same, but it will stop.
Good. That's good. What kind of time frame do you see that stopping? Within a year, 2 years?
I certainly think that we're looking at next year to see a change.
Good.
Next year there will be a quite a dramatic stop in this.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, that's good news because, you know, you've been so accurate in the past, Simon. You mentioned last month, well before this North Korean peace deal came about, that we would have peace in the Korean Peninsula. And you were right. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also the message that I got in from my great spirit friends, Professor Einstein and Jack Kennedy. And they had me write my book called Messages from the Masters. And they said the same thing to me last year, that there wouldn't be a doom and gloom and there wouldn't be a World War III. And that's so comforting to know for many people.
Yes.
I've asked you this before, but I want to reiterate it tonight. What will happen to negative entities on this planet who can't go along with the new system, who refuse to ascend? Will they be allowed to stay here on Mother Earth?
Well, yes, it would be a very negative force that then terminated their life because they didn't do what was deemed to be right. Because how can we deem what is to be right if we believe in free choice? So what I would expect was that those who are not yet ready, through whatever reason, fear or greed or ego, those who are not ready to make
Still waiting.
They will actually stay on a third dimensional Earth or an Earth that moves into the lower fourth dimension, whereas those who are ready to make the move sent straight to the fifth.
I see. Okay. Okay, amazing, amazing. Now, on your webpage, I read your latest updates on North Korean censorship in the media. You mentioned there was an incident here in the United Kingdom. Could you explain a little bit about that? I don't. My listeners probably don't know much about that.
I don't think I know what you mean. Maybe it's just the terminology needs to be different.
Yeah, it was about. There was some sort of big a big concert here in the UK, and they had. There was a fellow who got up and said the press wasn't listening to him. Let me pick it up here.
That's not to do with North Korea. It was the in Europe every year all the European countries get together and they create a song for Europe, and then there's a vote on it. And every year, all the European countries vote, and the song that gets the most votes becomes the Song of Europe. They've done that for a long time. It's called the Eurovision Song.
You're good. Come on.
Well, the British song was being sung, and a guy jumped the stage, and he shouted that the media, he meant the established media, were telling lies, and when would the media start to tell the truth?
Amazing.
And what happened was the official media tried to turn all the microphones off so that his message couldn't be heard. And I think it was just portrayed as somebody jumped up on the stage who wanted to sing. But the reality was that he was demonstrating, and he was trying to say that the media was not telling the truth. And that's very interesting. And that's what was worth reporting.
I remember when I was growing up in the United States, and I'll share this story with you, Simon. When I was growing up in the United States, I was in middle school. It must have been 7th, 8th, 9th grade. I was like 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. And I used to read U.S. News and World Report, Newsweek, and Time all the time. And all those publications, which represented the mass media in the United States, were enthusiastic about the Vietnam War. They thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And they kept pumping the line out to the American public that we had to kill communists in order to make this world a better place. And I believed them. And so later in life, when I realized what a debacle the Vietnam War was and what a waste of time it was, I realized that I'd been lied to by the mass media in the U.S., and ever since then, I haven't trusted anything that comes out in our major papers. And the most interesting thing is that what they don't report, what they don't say, what they don't tell you. So that's one of the reasons why cable news network in the U.S. now has fewer viewers than the cartoon channel. And they keep their listenership, their viewer level keeps dropping every week. Somebody had a post on the internet here last week. They're saying that CNN could be gone by next year because they're losing all kinds of revenue. They don't have the viewer base anymore.
Well, I remember, I'm old enough to remember the latter part of the Vietnam War. And if we put everything to aside, and we say, what in the name of God, and I mean that truthfully, what in the name of God was the point of all those American soldiers fighting and being killed?
Right.
When I remember the Americans pulled out from Vietnam and dumped all their helicopters over the side of their aircraft carriers, anything they couldn't carry, they just destroyed. Why did all those American soldiers die for nothing? And then the American fleet just pulled out. What is the point?
No, he didn't want to talk to me at all.
Yeah. That shows the futility.
I was trying to tell them the American soldiers did their duty to their country.
Yeah, go ahead, Simon. I've got some interruptions.
Simon's got some interruptions going on.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Simon. Just come on, Simon.
I'm not going to talk over somebody.
Or talking Simon. Rubbish. Come on, Simon.
Hello, Simon.
Simon, tell us about it, Simon. Go on. Keep going. Do you want a proper interview or not?
I'll give you a proper interview if you want. Because this is Ted Marr from Out of This World Radio in England.
If you want a proper interview, I'll give you one.
Eric, go ahead and play the water song if you could. Now,
play something.
Let's play the rest of that for the rest of this hour. And everyone, thank you so much for
calling in today. Give me an interview. I'll interview you.
I appreciate it.
Or you can interview me. Because, seriously.
Hito no hana.